The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town.
Let's not waste any more time with the intro music here. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, broadcasting from our studios right here at Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. My guest today, Joe McNeil, National Association of Micro Broadcasters, and that website, ironically, is very similar to that what I just said, the National Association of Microbroadcasters.com. His toll-free number. Folks, is this piquing your interest? You tired of listening to your deadhead neighbors with nothing on their minds but football and the dribble they hear from the controlled medias? Well, quit talking to them. Just throw up a little Power FM station, and they'll be talking to you. 800-370-2392 is Joe McNeil's number. Let's roll these phone calls because you folks, the one, Todd, you've been hanging around since, well, 16 minutes after the first hour. So, Todd in Kansas, thanks. Come on in. Thanks for holding.
Well, how you doing, John? You said it just then. How you doing, Joe? That's your fellow terrorist.
Yeah. Just one of my fellow terrorists out there, John.
Okay. Well, welcome aboard.
Yeah, I've been doing it for about 2 years. But you said it there, John. I think I've mentioned this to Joe before. But I think one of the main reasons there that me and my wife started this was, you know, the local news, I think it's an NBC affiliate or something like that, they'll, you know, after they get done with their spin and their lies, they'll turn around and give themselves an award of excellence for it. And it just drives us nuts with that and all the Clear Channel and these neocon Christian radio stations all around us.
Oh, or listening to Jay Sekulow, which makes me want to throw up.
Never heard him before.
Oh, but you're not missing much. But people think they are if they don't catch his program every single day.
Well, it's just crazy. And I suggest, you know, a lot of people, they have so much, like, computers and satellite dishes. I don't run mine. I don't get on the air. I just, you know, plug and let it go because I've got other things to do in the shop. But there's so many people out there that have computers and dishes that are just sitting there, or they're taking it all in. When, my gosh, I know a guy out in western Kansas, he wanted to hear it on his tractor, and he had the satellite dish and a tower, and now he can hear it on his tractor, and his sheriff can hear it too.
Well, we, you know, I have so many stories that I can't tell on the air, but we've got cops running around listening to shortwave with the antennas of the shortwave radio hanging out of their cruisers, because they've never heard programming like this. They've never heard the semblance of truth, let alone the truth.
Right.
And it just grabs them. We've got more cops and military listening to this broadcast, and they have for over the years.
Well, I'd agree with you. We received a call from an Army recruiter for my son to talk to, and my son talked to him for 10 minutes, and I got the phone, and come to find out he'd been tuning in on it, didn't know where it's coming from.
And he doesn't necessarily have to know it. He just needs to know that every time he wants to, he has this urge to hear something of the truth, that he can go someplace. And see, this has been the problem. This is what we've been discussing for the last hour. There's no place in America to go.
No.
And I read a story yesterday about $20 or $30 million that was just pumped into Air America to let this I've watched the show, I've listened to the show. It's not even good radio. They think that it is, but the money is sure there. And as you said, you know, they're all pumped up with themselves. They can award themselves, or they can say anything they want about themselves because they have all the corporate sponsorship.
Well, sure. Well,
maybe Todd could give me an award next week or something.
Hey, I'll do that. You can give me one.
Hey, Todd, thanks for the call, right. and thanks for your efforts out there.
All right, thanks.
All righty. Courtney, Sam, Will, Daryl. Daryl in France, I'll tell you what, I just looked down here. He's making international call. Courtney, if you don't mind, I'm going to slide him right ahead of you. Don't go anywhere. We'll take Daryl from France here in just 1 minute. Actually, three, I lied. In 3 minutes, and then we'll roll your phone calls. You want to join us on air? 800-313-9443.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, folks, it's really great running a network because where else can you hear pro-gun ads? What? Ask yourself this question. On your mainstream radio, when have you ever heard an ad advocating the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms? It's part of the benefits of having a network. You can put what commercials you deem important on the air. Daryl in France, you're online with Joe McNeil. Hello, Daryl.
Hi, Joe, and hi, John. It's great to listen to you. I'm stuck to the radio station most of the day.
It has that effect, doesn't it?
Well, you know what? When I woke up to the reality of this some time ago, I was thirsting for some, you know, some good information, and I don't necessarily agree with everything I hear, but I would say for the most part, it begs my interest every time I listen. So there are a lot of people here that I've got listening to it on a stream as well.
Yeah.
A lot of French as well.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people around the world who are watching what's happening in America with a lot of you know, a lot of fear and a lot of hope. I mean, my wife is French, and she said, you know, the Americans aren't going to let this happen. You know, anything's possible in America. They'll fight back. And when I speak to other people in America, one of them, I just got off the phone with my aunt, and she's just so brain dead about all this stuff. And I mean, I gave her the websites to go read. I sent her to Off from the Wilderness. I sent her to Tom Flacco's site. really well done journalism in most of these places, and she still can't wrap her brain around it. So, it's hard to wake people up.
Well, and what I would just simply do, Daryl, is I would ask the question, are you personally afraid? Are you afraid that what these sites are telling you is true? Because when you really boil it down, that the fear factor is really what is at the root of most of this, and people are afraid because what you're doing is you're taking their entire world, whatever their belief system is, and you're just turning it right on its head.
Well, mine got turned on its head when I became aware of it some time ago, and for the first week I was in denial almost. I was so stunned.
Sure.
And as I woke up to the reality, I became depressed. It's almost like the Kubler-Ross acceptance of death, and then I got angry,
right.
And the anger turned into an interest to do something about it, and so
what you just described, Daryl, is what I've termed for years the 16-pound sledge syndrome.
Oh,
that's when when somebody whacks you over the head, they don't knock you out or they don't kill you. Things go black, you see stars, and then you run through this gamut of emotions: anger, fear, the whole nine yards. And then at the end of it, after you go through all of those emotional ups and downs, there's only one thing left to do, and it's as plain as a nose in your face, and you just said it. You have to do something about it.
I'm a patriot, and I love my country, and I fought for it, and I got to tell you, I have an idea for some people. I started doing something some time ago. One of the best books that I've been able to read that gives you a good introduction to the corruption that our country's been involved in is that Michael Rupert book. It's devastating in its honesty, and it's so well cited that when you read that first introduction in the first chapter, it is so damning. And what I've been doing is photocopying it, and I've been mailing it to police department chiefs around the area where I'm from, and hoping that maybe one out of maybe five of them will read it. And once you've read just the first two chapters about the drug dealing and the stuff that went on and with the CIA and stuff, I mean, it's damning from the first page. And, if you're a law enforcement person, if you're not outraged by that, then and you start realizing that this is probably true. And then at the bottom of the last page, there's a bunch of websites where they can get additional information, because the people on the front lines of this whole mess are going to be our police departments, and whether they support these fools in January and February of next year when some of this stuff starts happening, that's going to make the difference.
Well,
I'm hoping that maybe if we can, I'm urging other people in your local community. That book from Rupert is unbelievably powerful.
You've got to get that book from Carl Schwartz that we've got coming out, One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas.
That one, I listened to that the other day, and that sounded like unbelievable as well.
Well, and it reads like War and Peace. It's not a short read in the little boys' room. I mean, it's 832 pages long, and some of the stuff that's in there, I'm going to be real surprised if it doesn't pull President Bush right out of office. I'm going to be really surprised if it doesn't.
Well, the bottom line is if you take the intro of it in the first chapter and send it to local police departments and get these guys on the other side of this issue rather than coming in like jackboot thugs, maybe they'll stop their men from acting in that way, and they'll say, hey, wait a minute, we're local, we're here, we're in business to take care of our local people, and we're not going to support you fools in Washington coming down here and beating on our citizens, and that's not going to happen.
That's right.
And if we only get one community out of five that'll do that, or one out of ten even, we'll have pockets of freedom that are going to be able to stand up against these fools.
That have a chance of overtaking those bastions of the control.
There it is.
The controlled areas. I agree. Daryl, thank you.
You betcha.
I appreciate your call very much. And our new listeners in France, please tell your friends.
I wanted to tell Daryl to assure his wife that America is going to start fighting back. That's what micropower is all about.
Well, and we're fighting back with the truth. I mean, it's not broadsword and it's not bullets here. And folks, if you love your country, I mean, it used to crack me up. I mean, Joe, it used to tickle me. The media's used to call us anti-government.
Right.
And that couldn't be further from the truth, because I love my country very much. It's my government that stopped caring one iota about its own people, and it's turned its back on it to the point of sedition and treason.
Yeah, but you couldn't convince the people that are accepting the welfare checks and all the other things.
Well, no, these people actually believe there's a thing called entitlements, and they're entitled to these entitlements.
Well, you know, I've tried to explain to people. Let me say this, that, you know, everybody that works for the state, everybody works for the federal government. I don't care if you work on the highway or you work for your local government and the ones on welfare and the ones getting food stamps. You have to understand that all these people get their money, if you want to call it money, from the same source. The guy who's out there driving the forest truck and the one that's sitting there receiving welfare is drawing their money from the same entity.
That's right.
So sooner or later, we're going to hit a major imbalance here where the non-productive is absorbing what little is left of the productive, and it's going to flip over, and I think that's where we're going.
That's why democracy never works. That's why they always self-destruct, because people will vote the money out of the treasury for anything that they want, and little do they realize, the people that are paying for this,
right.
You know, they're not familiar with the, you know, we were at one point in time the richest nation on the face of the earth.
Right.
And there was a reason for that, because people could be productive, and whatever they produced, they could keep for themselves.
Yeah. Well,
rather than have it siphoned off for somebody that, you know, and I'm not saying that everybody that is on welfare is a slough, because there are people out there that are on welfare that
positively... Oh, yeah, there's people being forced into a corner. There's no question about that. You know, so my father-in-law, he works for the state of Minnesota, and he tells me, oh, well, I pay my taxes. I said, well, okay, how much do you make an hour? Oh, I make $10 an hour. I said, okay, so now the same entity that's paying you is taking it back in taxes. Now how much do you make an hour?
Yeah, and how much?
Can't figure it out.
Yeah, and how much more that $10 is being ate up, because the currency is constantly being devalued, and when that happens, they need more money for their programs, so they're going to have to take more taxes. You know, we're going to go the way of Canada, where everybody up there... about 75% of what they earn goes right back into the government for services.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, it's a great system. Let's not leave these callers holding.
Yeah, let's...
Courtney in Alabama. Hello, Courtney. Thanks for holding.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Joe.
Hi.
Howdy, Courtney.
Just wanted to touch base. First of all, let me say, John, what a network you put together here. I just want to personally thank you, sir.
Well, we're not done yet, Courtney. We still got to fine tune it and tweak it, and that's what I was talking to Joe about prior to the show today. What we can do in the weekends, and we're still working on it. It's a work in progress at all times.
Well, I am really, really pleased, and I'm sure a lot of other listeners are. What a great show Frank had this morning with John, your two hosts there on the network about catastrophism.
John Moore, yeah.
It was just awesome,
mm-hmm.
And. Joe, I haven't spoken with you yet, but I look forward to tomorrow morning on the conference call line. Frank said you were under the weather last week. I'm speaking, of course, about the conference call for the FM micro broadcasters
right.
on Saturday
yeah,
morning.
I have yet the chance to mention that, yeah.
Yeah, well, we should do that. So go ahead and let us take a pause here, Courtney. Go ahead
we do is we have a... for everybody who's interested or is broadcasting and wants to become a part of the association or needs information, that sort of thing, just every morning at Saturday morning at 9 o'clock Pacific time, you can just dial 775-533-8340.
One more time.
775-533-8340. And you'll talk to or you'll listen to an operator there for a minute, and she's going to ask you to punch in a PIN number, and that PIN number is 224469.
Okay, and what time is this?
9 o'clock Pacific time.
9 a.m., p.m.?
A.m., 9 o'clock in the morning. Pacific time, 10 o'clock Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 o'clock noon, of course, Eastern Standard Time.
Very good. All right, and Courtney, is there anything else?
I was just looking forward to speaking tomorrow with Joe about directional FM antennas, working diligently on getting an FM micro up here. Quickly to say, there's not a lot of time left, folks. If we don't get these up and running, we can hold this back and turn this thing around. Joe, I was up in Idaho for a year with my wife until baby made three, and we had to come down to Alabama and share him with granddaddy and grandmommy. And looking forward to speaking to you in the morning. I'll get off, John. Listening all the time, and thank you very much, sir.
Well, thank
right.
you, Courtney. I
Thanks
appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Yeah, and you know, that's a good thing to hear. But you know what, Joe, I don't know about you, but I appreciate the kind words that Courtney is saying. But that's not payment. You know, it's what I'm doing because I have a duty and obligation
Well,
not
that's
only
my
to,
feeling.
To myself, my family, and to my fellow countrymen.
Right.
It's my duty.
I'm doing what I think is best for my country right now. That's what I'm doing.
All right. 800-313-9443. We're talking about FM micros today. You want to join us on air? Please do. Take a short break. Be right back with Joe McNeil.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Producer Paul Martin, the board op in training there could be playing that bumper music rather than that standard computerized thing while you guys slack off in there. You know, that's another thing, Joe. You can get on your help around here.
No respect.
Sam in Missouri. Hello, Sam. Sam, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say good hearing you on this afternoon, Joe, and one of the things that is so important, that's part of the reason that this organization was formed, something that you had touched on earlier, John, was the fact that if you're going to put a station on, you want to do it right the first time. You don't want to do it wrong. And that's part of the reason for the conference call that we're all going to be involved in tomorrow is we want to see to it that anybody that has the idea of wanting to put one of these on will not only do it right the first time, but one of the things that we're trying to do, too, is to get everybody on board with similar equipment so that if something comes up where they need a question answered, there's usually always one of us around. If Joe's not around, I'm around, or somebody's around in the organization that can answer a question that somebody wants to know. What does this doohickey button do on this mixing board, if you're using a mixing board, or what does this button do on this transmitter or something like that?
Technical support, yeah.
Yeah, and that's one of the things. See, up to this point, we've all been just kind of out here floundering around, and that's been the problem for too long, and it's just high time that we come together and we just say, hey, let's get the best equipment available, and let's get a sound that sounds every bit as good as the big boys out there. And there's no excuse why it can't be done, because the transmitters are cleaner than they've ever been before. If you get the right equipment, you should be just fine. The last thing you want to do is get something from the old junk box or something and start putting parts together and throwing something on the air that might interfere with some aviation service or something like that.
That's an important point. I mentioned splatter before. If you hook up your equipment incorrectly, and if you don't put inline filters or whatever the case may be, you know, the last thing that we want to do is cause anybody any angst. And that's not the point of this. I mean, if I wanted to stick a sharp stick in somebody's eye, I would go stick a sharp stick in their eye. It's not to irritate, it's to inform.
That's right.
It's important. Good points.
Yes, and the bottom line is that we're here to prove that it can be done and can be done properly and to inform, and that's why we're all coming together. I mean, I can remember Joe's been through it. I got in contact with Joe. How did we get in contact, Joe? I don't remember, before the organization even started. I don't know. I don't remember who got us in contact.
I was looking for somebody to help me with what I was doing. It's, you know, somebody who knew a little bit about, and I think I called you, Sam.
Yeah, and I think Jack might have been the one that alerted me that Jack McLam was the one that might have alerted me that you were out there, and the rest is history, and a bunch of us are all now working with similar to the same stuff, and the equipment has never been better out there. But the thing we also have to remember is that the dial in a lot of places is a very congested place. If you get the right equipment, you can put a station on, and you don't have to worry about the problems with interference to adjacent stations.
That conference call is an important point, because, you know, I've always said this, you know, learn from the mistakes of others, because you don't have possibly enough time to repeat them all yourself.
Yeah, please don't think that we're gurus of any kind. You know, we're just like anybody else, and we've already been through the process, so we're going to share that information with you.
You guys have had the ability. You've taken a few laps around the tracks. We've got people still in the starting block, so you're light years ahead of them.
And, you know, one thing you'll have to notice is we're not advertising, selling anything. You know, we're just doing this for God and country. So that's exactly right.
I mean, we will recommend equipment, but we don't get anything out of recommending it other than the fact that you get good equipment that's clean. And always remember that when you put on a station, that you are not only representing yourself by the job that you'll do, but you're representing the rest of us out here, because if there's a bunch of people putting on stations that are not operating properly and don't have the proper equipment, then that gives them every excuse they need, just one more excuse to go after the micro-broadcasting movement.
And Joe, my problem has always been something that's been gnawing and nagging at me for all of these years, that somebody will put up one of these FM stations, and they'll just put up any raucous stuff that they want.
Yeah.
And there is a decorum in broadcasting.
Since the
advent of Howard Stern, you might not think that, but there still is.
Well, you know, years ago, you know, we were talking about years ago, you know, they had some second copy of something by Paul Revere and the Raiders or something, so this pirate radio is going to play that song because nobody else can, and, you know, that mm-hmm. sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or just to, you know, it's kind of, as Derry Brownfield would say, you know, ignorance gone to seed. If you're just going to sit there and play some rock and roll or country western music or something, because all you've just hit the entertainment realm, if you will.
You're duplicating what somebody does.
Yeah, you're
so
just
much
duplicating
better.
What everybody else is doing.
Okay.
So, you know, most everybody that we have on board with our association, I should say all of them, okay, are more serious-minded people wanting to get truth out into their communities and, you know, get an idea of what's really going on. And, you know, like I said earlier also, you know, I've been witnessing a lot of things for the past, you know, 12, 15 years, and these things are now coming into play, And a lot of people are starting to see that.
Right.
And so basically with a little radio station in your community, you're not only just reminding them, you're letting them know, hey, it's here.
It's here.
You got it. That's all I got, John.
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate it.
You bet.
And like I said, you know, a lot of people, Joe, have told me, well, I've tried to talk to people and they won't listen to me.
Right.
Put up a low-power FM station. Let them absorb it at their own pace.
Right.
And I guarantee you'll have many interesting conversations with that person and heretofore you couldn't get through to. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-699-MYWHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MYWHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, here at RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're talking with Joe McNeil today on the phenomenon that is sweeping the country. Joe, I don't even know how many micros pick up this network. Last count I heard it was 75 or 100 or something like that. I don't know. and the numbers keep going.
Yeah, well, and a lot of these conferences that we've been having every Saturday here for the past few months, we're picking up new people all the time that's been broadcasting you. So there's probably quite a few.
Well, I've been around for a few years. There are talk show hosts that have come and gone. A lot of people, we were discussing this earlier, that they play the hopscotch game on everybody's network, and
Yep.
Well, and it just doesn't work. There's one thing that I have been throughout all these years, and that's consistent. I don't know how consistently brilliant or consistently stupid. I don't know what, but I've been consistent. Look, if you want to talk to Joe McNeil, you've graduated in the world. You got your own 800 number.
It was a pretty good deal. I found it by total accident, and it doesn't cost me much, so I thought, well, I can do this.
800-370-2392, and that's the National Association of Micro Broadcasters, and by the same name, .com, is the website, National Association of Micro Broadcasters.com. Spell it out. And the conference calls, you can join in, and please, round, ready, right, here you go. 775-533-8340, and that is the number to join in on the conference call that's tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Just make the adjustment for your time zone, and when the operator asks you for your PIN number, it's 224-469. That number again, 775-533-8340, and your PIN number is 224-469. Folks, step up to the plate. Take a swing for the fences. We don't have that much time. Speaking of time, we've had people holding online here. Roger in Pennsylvania. Hello, Roger.
Yeah, hi, folks.
Hi.
That's not going to be on the Whalen Show in the morning as well, is it?
Which?
That conference. Nope.
I don't know. No. Joe, you're not going to simulcast that, are you?
No. That is just strictly a conference bridge, telephone call between everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not on the air.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Just thought possible. I want to tell everybody that at least in eastern PA here, that's been all of a sudden coming in under the skip zone on 13.570 in the morning. So the folks that might want to check that out if they weren't able to get it before. Yeah, and very much interested in the topic. And it's funny, of course, if you have the local clear channels, et cetera, you know, all the spurious interference complaints. Of course, if you're throwing up harmonics, you almost deserve to, if not the FCC, to have your neighbors come out with pitchforks anyway. So there's really no, and it's hard to get rid of those harmonics, but there's really no excuse for having them in your transmitted signal. And, you know, it really doesn't take highfalutin spectrum analyzers and all that. There are quick and grunge techniques to achieve the same results for somebody of just above minimum technical skill. And I, you know, I had been trying to promote this concept of the total FCC bypass model. Now, sometimes, of course, you want to use the more higher power transmitters, but my idea was to have the whole town peppered with a whole series of low power in the 1 to 10, maybe 20 watt class, where you can have low power.
But then you get in the problem of overlap. You want to talk about harmonics.
Well, what I was getting at is then the listener would tool around town in their car, moving seamlessly from capture area to capture area, all on the same frequency.
Yeah, that has been tried.
And it doesn't work well that way.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
No. If you're going to have something that close is to, you know, if you're going to put up transfer stations, for example, what you would do is, of course, receive your transmission, you know, the home base, to a transfer station. It receives it, say, for at 100.3, and then you want it to rebroadcast on another frequency. And if you put up a third one, then you know, it's out of the range of the first one, then you could go back to your other one, providing that was open.
Right. Yeah, well, my idea was that the relays would not be on the FM broadcast frequencies. Rather, it might be like 900 megahertz or other links. And that way, but I still had a question as to whether I don't think there's any technical problem with capture area to capture area, because you never hear interfering stations doing other than jump between those two stations that are on same frequencies between, say, two towns. So I'm assuming that there's no squealing problems or anything with having all the transmitters on the same frequency.
Yeah, probably the best way, Joe, I think you'll agree with this, you just alternate between two different frequencies.
Right.
Yeah, you can have, like, say, a 90.1 or 100.1.
Right.
You run into the problem when you have a series of low powers, you know, going from one area to the next. in between that area where you're picking up the strongest signal from the area that you're moving into,
right,
you're still lagging on the other one.
Right, and then you have the weather factor. There's days when you will broadcast farther than you normally do.
Right.
You know?
Oh, and speaking of which, I wanted to bring this up. It is, I think it's pretty well proven itself out that you stay away from AM transmitters. And the reason you want to do that, folks, unless you're in the desert southwest and then have at it, but the reason why you don't want to use AM because of the skip factor, much like shortwave or regular AM radio works, it skips.
Yeah, it's a different program.
It is. So FM is line of sight. So that depends how far you get out is how far your antenna is off the ground. And penetrating power is how many watts that you run. So keep in mind that FM, it's very finite. It works best because it's a reflective type signal. That's why you can drive under a bridge, go through a tunnel, and still receive the signals. Whereas an AM, you'll lose it. It's a perfect format for the micro broadcasting.
Yeah, I really don't think it's at all doable to alternate two broadcast frequencies to solve the relay problem.
No, you're still stuck on the relay problem, and that there are ways to do that, but I don't want to go into the details here because it'll take too long. But I'll tell you what you need to do, if you're interested in that, Roger, is give Joe a call. Joe, I have a funny feeling you're going to be very, very busy for the next couple of days.
Let me tell you what this has been like. You ever had a firecracker when you were a kid? You lit the fuse, but you went to throw it, and it already went off.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what this has been like.
As a matter of fact, I split a thumb open doing that exact same thing.
You had time? Well, here we go.
Yeah. Hey, Roger, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Lastly, it's funny, you know, you can't very well have the major market players complaining about anything other than interference, even though it sprays. I mean, they can't actually have the nature of their complaint being that you're stealing all their listeners. Never mind that they could steal them all back by carrying the same content.
Well,
God bless y'all.
That's a good point. Yeah. If that little micro station is such competition, why don't you put the personalities that you're hearing on the micro broadcaster and carry them on your radio station?
Yeah, let them make an offer.
make an offer we can't refuse. Jack Blood. Jack Blood does a program on this network right before mine from 2 to 4 Central Time. How you doing, Jack?
I'm good. John, thanks for having Joe on today. And Joe, thanks for, I don't know if my show's on any of the stations that you guys broadcast, but if so, I want to thank you.
Okay, right. I can tell you that it is.
Okay, at least half of one. Well, you know, I tried to write you guys a couple of months ago and get you on for an interview and never received a call back or anything. I know you guys are really busy, but I'd like to have you on as well. And
Jack, you know what you need to do with this guy? Just call the Pirate Radio and you'll get a call from him.
How about if I call Frank? Can Frank hook me up with an interview, you think? Would that be the way to go? Or?
Well, no, you can just call me if you like. Just give me a call on that 800 number I put out. I'll be happy to talk to you.
All right. Well, that's very good. And, again, I think this is such an important thing with the, you know, deregulation and the consolidation of radio. I'm an old radio hack. I've run radio stations, AMs. You know, back in the day, Joe, we used to run 50,000 watts at night illegally out of Arizona, and we'd go down into South America and – you know, just like in the days of Wolfman Jack, you know, a 25,000-watt station, you can cover all of America.
Well, that's how he got started.
There's so many stations now, and with deregulation and, of course, Colin Powell's son running the FCC, it's so important that we have this out there as an option. I wondered if you'd seen, there's a new DVD out, and I just don't remember the guy's name. We're trying to get him on our show right now. Do you know what I'm talking about, and can you comment on that new DVD on how to set up a micro-broadcasting station?
Well, I heard somebody mentioned it the other day, and no, I haven't. I don't know anything about it other than I've heard about the DVD. But, you know, like the way we handle it is people, you know, we do a hands-on thing. For example, if you were putting one together, you can call me and say, look, I'm not sure how to hook this mix-minus situation up here.
Yeah.
And you know, we can explain it to you on the phone.
Well, that's really important. I know that, you know, we try to offer whatever consultations we can, too. And, look, this is the thing that people need to understand. I mean, these are really cheap to set up. It's not as risky as it sounds. And, you know, you can get a couple of friends together. Maybe you don't have time to put out flyers. Maybe you don't have time to have a website or a radio show of your own. But, you know, a couple of friends can get together and put up a micro in a city, and you could really do a lot of damage.
Yeah, well, you don't have to come out to shoot with big lightning bolts and thousands of watts of power like I explained earlier. I started off with 1 watt, and it'll grow from there.
Well, again, I compliment you guys on what you do. We have a link on jackblood.com for you if anybody else is interested. John,
right,
thanks
well, thank
for having
you.
Him on, man.
All right. Thanks, Jack. I appreciate it. See you Monday. Dwayne in Texas. Hello, Dwayne.
Go on, John.
Hi.
And Joe, how you doing?
How you doing,
buddy? I want to congratulate you guys and thank you for all your hard work. I just want to say the reason I'm listening to you guys today is because I saw a sign when I was driving down Guadalupe that said 90.1 Truth Radio or whatever it was.
Yeah, we've got a plethora of people, Joe, running around town here. RBN Live stickers, 90.1, 100.1.
We've got
people.
I haven't got to the stickers yet.
Yeah, we've got people. You haven't got to the stickers work, because I just had a guy come in here last week and say to me, he said, you know, he says, I was driving down the road and I saw somebody with an RBN Live, can you handle the truth? And
right.
and I said, well, that's the older bumper sticker. The new one says, because you can handle the truth. But suffice it to say, he tuned in, came walking into the network, and he said, man, he says, I'm really glad you guys are out there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I started listening to you guys about a year ago, and, you know, I know lots of people in the Patriot community are into shortwave and stuff, and I bought a Sanjin radio from you guys
mm-hmm.
to support the network in case something happens to the net. Usually I listen to you on the net, but the bulk of my radio listening is in the car, I think, like a lot of people.
Sure.
And I think that's why micro broadcasters are so important, is because the average person, let's face it, the average football watching, beer drinking person is not going to go get a shortwave radio. They picture some geeky guy in a basement with radio antennas coming out of his house.
Sure.
Not to insult any of your shortwave audience, but
right.
I'm just saying that's kind of the mainstream point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you can get to the mainstream, which I think is what we're trying to do, is to wake people up, you got to get them where they go. And the radio in their car is not a foreign, scary thing to them.
It's
right.
something familiar, yeah. And they just hit the seeker scan button on it, and all of a sudden they're hearing something they've never heard in their life before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, then they find out that you're on the net, and then they find out that they can also listen to you on shortwave, and then they find out about, you know, they find everything else out, and it just kind of goes down the line. But I just wanted to say that keep up the good work. Thanks for everything that you're doing, and I think the micro broadcasters are very, very important.
Dwayne, let me ask you a question here real quick. What did you think when you first started hearing the broadcast?
Well, like how it happened for me is like a year and a half ago, I was working nights, and I would turn on Alex Jones just for like the entertainment value. I didn't know who this guy was, but he was just kind of crazy. And then after I started listening to him, the entertainment value went down, and I kind of got, you know, freaked out. And I was like, oh, wow. And then, you know, kind of like you were talking about earlier in the broadcast about how you go through these stages of, you know,
sure.
And then, you know, and there was lots of different people, you know, at that time, the other network was involved and there were some other folks and it was like, okay, well, Derry Brownfield, how does this farm guy relate to me? You know, what do I care about that? But then I would listen and say, okay, well, there's, you know, there's property rights and it all, and it, everything kind of just started tying in.
And Joe, I don't know if I told you this story, but Derry Brownfield, when I was on my old network that I started, Genesis Communications Network, Derry was doing a program on the network, but there was no shortwave. And I'm listening to this guy, and I looked him up. He had 70 AM and FM stations around the country, licensed AM and FM stations.
Right.
And what I did was I called him up and I said, you know, you should be really on shortwave also. Now, the reason I did that is because we have some of the most knowledgeable people on the face of the earth out there in radio land, and what I wanted to do is plug our audience into his audience. And Derry has not lost one station since that has happened. And his show has expanded in its depth and in its coverage on issues. And he is big. I mean, you may hear anything on his radio show at any given day.
Yeah. Well, one thing about Derry Brownfield, I have to say this, is there's a lot of, I have a lot of respect for that man. And everybody that listens to his show has a lot of respect for that man. Yeah. It's a great show. And if that's how it came to be, well, let me thank you for getting him out there.
Well, and it's just, you know, just being, folks, you don't have to be, Joe, people still haven't grasped this because they think that people that do radio or people that are in television or motion pictures or whatever, you know, that they're exalted gods of some sort.
Yeah, some special gift.
And it's really not. I mean, there was a day that I couldn't give a presentation in front of two people. And it still scares me when I really think about it that there's, you know, a lot of people that listen to this broadcast, that listen to the sound of my voice, and have been doing this for years.
Yeah. Well, it's like anything else you want to do in life. If you want to get it done, you just have to concentrate on it and know what you want to do. That's it.
Know your goal.
And practice at it.
Dwayne, thanks for your call, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You know, and you know, people have to understand, we have to be better mentors. And I want to talk about this when we get back from this break in a short segment. But people, they have to change their thinking a little bit, Jill. I mean, they really do. They don't have to do 180 degree in their life. They don't have to turn their lives upside down. All they have to do is shift their perspective a few degrees. Get out of that same old comfortable dumb. There, I almost got it out. You know, your same old way of doing everything. Folks, right. We are creatures of habit. Take note tomorrow when you get out of bed. Take note of what you're doing, how you brush your teeth, what... When you get in the shower, which armpit do you start with first, or which arm? We are creatures of habit. And having said that, you have to readjust your thinking a little bit to shift that little paradigm of thought a few degrees off of that center that you've been on all your life. Once you start to do that, once you start making that change into the reality zone of real life here in America, the serious problems what we're having in this country... And folks, this government was set up to be what? We the people. We are the government. We've been hijacked. We've got a de facto government in place that claims it has jurisdiction and power over everything and everybody through the mechanisms that they've set up. And it's just not true. How they are going to carry this thing off and keep the people, here, at least here in this country, oppressed, is we sit back idly and we do nothing. We're talking about a very simple way today that you can affect a lot of people, and you don't even have to do the talking. Talk a little bit more about this after this short break. My guest today, Joe McNeil, the National Association of Microbroadcasters.com. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
This ain't my beautiful country.
Mm-mm.
Not anymore. It's been stolen from me. All right, we're back. Joe McNeil has been with us. Well, this has been a fast 2 hours, Joe.
I think we started off with a one-hour program.
Yeah. And seriously, Jack, I know you're still listening to the program. It got back to my friend here that I made mention on the air yesterday about pirate radio. And Joe called me up today, and he said, well, he says, you know, on my website, he says, there's no pirates here.
Yeah, there's a little cartoon on our website. It says, no pirates here.
Yeah, to watch people transform their lives through the message that we broadcast, and it must be stated again. I guess you could say we do have an agenda. If you believe that living peacefully under a good rule of law, with freedom and liberty for all, is a good idea, then I guess we have an agenda. But it's a restoration process. It's not a revolution. It's not reinventing the wheel. It's going back to what once worked in this country.
Well, you can look at it this way. It's the train that fell off the track. All we want to do is get it back on the track and continue the journey. That's all it amounts to as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, people today, they've been so dumbed down. Like I've stated before on the air, America is being entertained to death. And I think it's time we get off the entertainment packet. And let's get somewhere where we can get some real information and put it out in our local communities. And so you can educate, as the pastor would say, your brothers and sisters that live all around you. We're all here in the same place.
We're all breathing the same air, and our feet are on the same ground.
And like everything else in life, some are a little farther than ahead than others. And basically these little stations all across the country is for bringing people up to speed as to what's going on here in our country.
And it's really a shame that we have to jump through all these hoops to do this because, you know, we do have a First Amendment in this country. We have the right to petition. We have the right of redress. Of course, none of that stuff works anymore. But
yeah. Well, like you said earlier, I could think of a lot of other things I'd like to be doing, but this is something I have to do.
Well, and it doesn't have to be arduous. I mean, it's now just getting to the point at RBN where this is becoming an enjoyable experience. I mean, this is not an easy thing to do. I mean, I had the luxury of having done this before, and of course, I knew what direction I wanted to go in and what I wanted to do, but it's by no means easy, but this can be fun, and the more people that join, the more people that are informed, folks. I mean, there's nothing that warms the cockles of my soul more than to be around like-minded people. And I'm not talking politically here. I'm not talking about the clique. I'm talking about a country where everybody could live up to what they wanted to be without interference, without encumbrances, that you weren't robbed of what you earned, that you weren't paying some schlock, you know, to defend you against some law that should never be on the books. Folks, this is still Disneyland, and the problem is that, Joe, that a lot of people don't have the price of admission anymore, and they're standing outside and they're looking in. This country, and the way it was structured, and the way the Constitution was written, and the guarantees, God-given guarantees that were written down by the founders, I mean, this was for all, for everybody.
All right. Well, it sounds like we're at the end of the show here.
Hey, we're at the end of the show, I appreciate these 2 hours, and we'll have to have you back, and we'll make sure that Jack gets your number, and Jack will have you on. And well, okay. we need 10,000, we need 20,000, 30,000 micro broadcasters.
We'll take everyone we can get,
and we got to do it in short fashion, though.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on today, John.
Okay. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate your efforts too, my friend.
All right. You take care.
All right. You too. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a good 2 hours. Good 2 hours of radio, folks. That's what we do here. And we're only interested in one thing: our freedom and our liberty to live in peace and harmony with our fellow man and to get rid of the ne'er-do-wells. And we'll do more of it Monday. We'll see you then. God bless.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.